watching Fighting Dirty with Hank Balch.
Hey, Queen Freeze, it's Hank Balch. And today I want to talk about backup instrument inventory, also known as a backup wall, as extras, all kinds of different names. But what it is, if you're missing an instrument out of a tray, this is where you go to find the replacement. All right, so first off, let's talk about missing instruments in general. There's a lot of causes to these missing instruments. I know in sterile processing, we feel like sometimes there's just a trash can upstairs in the OR, and whenever they get tired of an instrument, that's where it goes, and it never comes back down to us. In reality, we know folks are not typically intentionally throwing instruments away. That being said, there are various news reports out on a regular basis talking about instruments that are being stolen. And in fact, up in Pennsylvania a couple of weeks ago, were a couple of different news stories about endoscopes that were walking out of hospitals. But by and large, that's not the root cause for missing instruments. Oftentimes, it's a clamp that was still clamped to a drape, or, you know, someone misplaced it and it didn't end up back in the tray and somehow got pushed into a corner and so on and so forth. But if a tray comes through decontamination onto the assembly side, and we realize at that point there's an item missing, there's a number of different things that we can do. Because of the delay in process, it could be a couple of hours until that tray comes out of decontam onto the assembly side, and that's assuming that someone immediately grabs it off of the washer and takes it right to the table and gets started. It's not very easy sometimes to track back to find, is there anyone still in that room? Can we look in a corner? Is there some other cubbyhole in the OR core that maybe these instruments ended up in? Sometimes the most efficient method is to quickly find a replacement, get that tray sterilized and up complete, and then spend a little more time to figure out where do these instruments go. Now, at the assembly stage again, if we're identifying that a tray is missing items through an on-screen assembly count sheet or even through a paper count sheet, the first question is, what am I missing? This goes back to a video that I did a couple of days ago. It's talking about the only way that you really know what's missing is if your count sheet is complete. If your count sheet says that you're missing a scissor, and that's all, it just says scissor, what of the 300 different types of surgical scissors are you missing? Now, you may be at a small facility and you know it's this tray, and this tray always has a straight Mayo scissor supercut, and you know those things. But the more complex your facility gets, the more opportunity there is to replace an item with an incorrect item if the count sheet is not complete with all the information you need. So on those count sheets, again, you've really got to get all the information from the name of the instrument, the type, the variation of the instrument, most importantly, the product number, so that there can be some amount of validation before you put a new instrument back in that tray that you know this is the same instrument that was in there to begin with. Okay, so let's say at this point that we know what instrument is missing, and now where do we go next? Well, like I said, a lot of folks have a backup wall, so it could be pegboards, it could be bins. It's also sometimes you see the big tool chest with the pull-out drawers to look in there. However your facility has it set up, that's the place that technicians will go to find a missing instrument. But as we all know, not every backup wall is equal, okay? So just because you have a backup wall doesn't mean when your technicians go there that they're going to be able to quickly and correctly find what they're looking for. So any number of things could slow them down. Is your backup wall complete? Well, likely you're not going to have a replacement instrument for every instrument in your inventory. So you're only going to have space for a certain amount of common instruments in your inventory that could go missing. Any of the other instruments would have to be special order. But that being said, let's say you have 100 different types of backup instruments. How are they organized? Is it easy for a technician to leave their processing table, go to the backup wall, and quickly find what they're looking for? Let's go back to the Mayo scissor, for instance. Are all the scissors together? Are they organized in length? Are they grouped by variation? So do you have all the mayos together and all the Mets and Balms together, etc.? Or is it just scissors somewhere in this general facility and good luck finding them, right? So there's a lot of backup bins that have scissors in them, but there'll be 20 different types of scissors all mixed into one bin. Even with a pegboard, sometimes you get multiple types of scissors hanging on the pegboard. And then you have to take a handful of scissors off the pegboard, dig through them, hope it's the right size, hope it's the right variation, hope it's the right product number. And this is just one instrument, right? So we really have to get these pegboards well organized, grouped according to name or to size, you know, some semblance of intuitive organization so a technician can easily walk to the section if you want to organize it by service line and then have it according to your standard stringer order. Whatever it is, there's got to be some rationality behind how this board, how these drawers are organized. It has to be clear to the technicians who are going to look. Now, I know manager or instrument coordinator, you may be sitting there thinking, I've got a great backup board. It's awesome. Well, have you asked your technicians how awesome it is? Have you asked them if it's easy today to find what they're looking for? Because even though you may have put in a lot of work, it may not actually be getting the results that you think it is. So it's very important to ask folks on the front lines how this project is working out for them. Okay, so let's say that we have an organized backup wall, and we go and we find the scissor that we're looking for. What do you do next? So you take it back to your table and you inspect the scissor for cleanliness. So just because it's hanging on the clean side does not mean that scissor is still clean. I've seen a number of backup inventory when you pull items off the wall, they're actually dirty. I've seen blood, I've seen rust, I've seen other kind of sticky debris on these things, you know, sometimes, and we don't want to throw anyone else under the bus, but sometimes technicians will just put an extra instrument on the backup wall and they won't even look to see if it's clean. So you may pull something off that wall that's actually dirty before you put it in the tray. Even though it's the right instrument, you've really got to take some time to thoroughly inspect that instrument again. Let's quickly talk about dust. There's a lot of questions, you know, just workflow-wise. And I know some of the accreditation agencies out there are also targeting this topic. How are you managing dust in your backup inventory, especially if you have bins? But again, even if you have a pegboard that is supposed to let the dust fall, I've seen some dusty pegboards. And those are actually a little harder to clean sometimes because you got to take everything off that pegboard, clean them all, and put them all back up on a pegboard. It's not as easy as just taking individual bins out. Even if you have a drawer system or a cabinet system, there can still be dust and debris that settles into those drawers, especially if you use them over a long period of time. So it's important, guys, to have some kind of infection control and cleaning schedule in place to make sure those things are as dust-free as possible. And at the last step, all of our technicians really got to take a thorough look at the instrument to make sure that we're not adding more dust into the assembly process. And if you do take something off, if there's any question about its cleanliness, it should go back through the decontamination process and then come back out, and then it's ready to go into your tray. There's some folks out there asking, should there be a standard for how long a clean instrument can stay unpackaged on the clean side? To date, I haven't seen anything in the U.S. that's going to standardize that yet. It's a good question to ask, you know, but we're not there yet. So right now, let's use some critical thinking skills and just be smart about it. So we found the instrument. It's clean. It's dust-free. Now we're ready to put it into the tray. So a lot of folks, that's where the process stops. So we complete the tray, it's sent up to the OR, and at some point maybe there's an extra instrument that comes through the process that we found that missing scissor a day later, a couple of hours later, and it goes back up on the backup wall. But there's not really a tight process to track. I put a new scissor in this tray, and now our total inventory is missing a Mayo scissor. Who knows that? Who orders it? Are you using your tracking system to really track how many instruments are missing on a daily basis? Not just missing, how many are being replaced off of your backup wall? And are we proactively ordering all those replacements? Everybody out there is going to have had this experience before. So it's 3 p.m. on a Friday, and you're sitting in your office, and someone walks in from the floor and says, "Hey, manager, we're out of towel clips." And you look at them like, "What do you mean? Did you check a backup wall?" And they're like, "Yep, check the backup wall. Totally out." Okay, 3 p.m. on a Friday. Everybody's already gone. There's no one left purchasing. Supply chain shut down for the weekend. You're not getting any towel clips on Saturday and Sunday. And you're not even getting them probably on Monday. And we got into this scenario because as we're pulling instruments out of this backup inventory, no one's really tracking. There's no par level to say, okay, once we get down to 5 towel clips, now we need to reorder some backup towel clips. If you want to guard against those scenarios, we really have to be proactive in how we manage this backup inventory, just like it was an inventory of our surgical trays. And this means if the object is not just to complete our surgical tray to make sure that there's nothing missing, it's also to track these replacement instruments that are going into the tray so that we can start trending and saying, okay, in a 3-month period, our department has replaced 50 of these towel clips. There's an issue somewhere. We need to find the root cause for why these towel clips are going missing. Those kinds of questions and answers can come up if you start truly tracking the data. Okay, so those are just a few tips for how to manage your instrument backup wall. There's a lot of other things that we can talk about, how to do that process well and how to make it really flow. But if you've got any tips or tricks that have worked for you, please share in the comments section below. If you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe to the channel. If you're watching it anywhere else, go follow me at WeFightDirty on Instagram and track us down on Facebook, Beyond Clean Podcast. All right, guys, keep fighting dirty. We'll talk soon.